Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the shenanigans around here, man. You go out into the hallway at 2 o'clock, and there is a lot of combustible personalities. A lot. A lot of shtick, a lot of throwing people under the bus. The last thing I heard on my way back in, after I presented the same question to Toby Altizer, to Ryan Corporate Clary, and to members of the Grant and Danny Show, which number about 14 these days. Hey, what do you think about this scenario that AMAC just literally asked on the air and floated on the air? What if Alex Ovechkin at the end of the year says he's retiring and then changes his mind and comes back to the NHL next year as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins? I mean, these are the scenarios that AMAC, noted hockey aficionado, cooks up and presents to you, the listening audience. So I think it's only fair to present them to you and let you answer them however you choose to answer them.
I think you're the only person who's as mad as you are right now. I don't think anyone's matching your anger.
Well, actually, Toby and Clary said it is the most ridiculous and absurd thing they've ever heard.
Well, you just lied about the Pittsburgh Penguins a bit, but...
Wait,
so I don't know.
I thought I heard you say the Penguins.
Yeah, we should get those ears checked.
Well, I mean, I could add one more doctor's appointment to my list. Do you know today I had a dentist appointment? I had to go grocery shopping for my dog. I had to drive an hour here. I had to do a TV interview, radio show research. Do you know, talk to my kids, do you know that I have this week, mm-hmm. I had a business dinner on Monday after a game Sunday night, a business dinner on Monday, a doctor's appointment Tuesday morning, a car repair thanks to you, not that you broke my car, but
yeah,
you helped me.
Your car. Yeah.
You helped me solve it, which we'll get to, yesterday on Florida Avenue, which trying to get to and from Florida Avenue at 6 o'clock, or in the 5 o'clock hour, I should say, on a Wednesday, is about the most harrowing experience you could possibly ever have for somebody that is not used to it and used to driving in that kind of congestion. Even though I drive in congestion all the time, there's a different kind of congestion. I had a dentist appointment this morning. I have another appointment later on. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, a business breakfast on Sunday morning, a birthday party Saturday afternoon, and the Commanders Lions on Sunday before leaving for Barcelona on Tuesday afternoon.
And based on your detailed explanation of what you have going on, I could tell you're not stressed out about it at all.
Not at all.
No. It's not bothering you.
301-230-0980. Let's finally get you aboard on the show. Let's get to Little, who we haven't heard from somehow in a while. What's up, Little? How are you?
Rooster. Shout out to AMAC. I told AMAC, I heard you say something about he was in Brazil. I was in Brazil, too, but I was on the other side.
Oh.
Close to Everglades. And I told him I saw a guy with glasses on and with a New York Giants jersey on. So I had my jersey on. It was that game day.
You thought it was AMAC, possibly?
No, because I didn't know. He had left until I got back. I heard you say something on the radio.
Oh,
he got back from Brazil.
What were you doing in Brazil, Little?
Man, my wife got family with travelers, man. This is a good time to go. Get out of the country.
Okay.
Before all this stuff got shut down.
Well, I didn't know if you were cooking up hamburgers or, I didn't know what you were doing.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what I did do. I caught a nice-sized tuna and I grilled it.
Attaboy.
Nice-sized tuna. But look,
attaboy.
Let me say something about condolences go out to the airplane families, man, involved in the crash. Man, look, I want y'all, because every once in a while I repeat this statement I'm getting ready to say, Rooster. 1995, Nation of Islam, Farrakhan took the podium. His exact words, shout out to my man Mark Pringle, boxer from Hillcrest Heights, because he was one of his lieutenants on the stage that day. 1995, his exact words was, the Antichrist has unleashed the spirits that's going to attack weak-minded individuals. I don't care black, blue, purple, green, or white. Weak-minded ones that's able to obtain a weapon. That means go out and go buy a gun, don't have no kind of record background or nothing. But you see what's happening now. A lot of these people getting killed, man, don't have no record, no background, because they're able to obtain a gun, a weapon. That's
yeah,
just the crooks we gotta look out for.
And I understand how frustrating that is.
Right.
Unfortunately,
so
unfortunately, that's not something I can really speak all that intelligently about, other than it happens far too often, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen, but in this country, it is allowed to happen.
Yeah, I'm a Muslim, so I kind of keep it up. I just want every once in a while I bring that statement out because it was true. It's true what's happening. That's why I always, in our calls, I say, God bless y'all, stay up. So that means street turn, Wooster. That means you got to stay up, man, when you're outside in this world, man.
Mm-hmm.
We living in the world now, man, with a lot of things happening, man. It could be Joe. It could be little Billy going to the school.
All right. I got you.
You understand? Okay. God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
All right.
Shout out, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Little. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how we got there. I have no idea what that was all about. I like Little.
I didn't hear. What did he say?
Well, Little was talking about seeing you apparently in Brazil. When he was there.
Yeah, it's up for interpretation. I don't think I wore Giants gear there.
You didn't wear Giants gear there?
No, not in Brazil.
It's funny how you wear it like almost every day here.
Okay.
I mean, it's just kind of ironic. Secondly, he was talking about, I don't know, something with Louis Farrakhan. I'm not sure. But I don't know how that had anything to do. He was talking about, I think, guns and the Marshawn Nealon situation, but
yeah.
Not exactly say. But I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how to make what to make of that. I'm not sure. All right, let's hopefully stay on track. Okay, Alex Ovechkin, 900 last night. AMAC wants him to leave as a free agent and join another team after announcing his retirement.
Stop misquoting me.
What does this do for the Capitals? What does this do for Ovi? Does it remove some pressure? Does it have any impact, or is it just maybe the final milestone? As well, the Marshawn Nealon unfortunate tragedy. We will get into Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels in just a moment. Let's get to our guy AP next up. What's up, AP? How are you?
What's going on, Russ? How you doing?
What's up, AP?
Another day.
Understood.
So as far as the Marshawn Nealon topic, I will be quick with that. First off, it was definitely an excellent intro you gave. Because, again, even with things like this happening, that being sports, these players, these athletes are still human beings first.
Yeah.
And, just like we can talk about Jaden Daniels and everything like that, first things first, we as passionate fans are more concerned with Jaden Daniels, the person, than any other player because, they do put their bodies through a whole lot to sacrifice when playing the game. So, first things first, condolences to him and his family and the teammates and what have you. But as far as Alexander Ovechkin and retiring – and or playing with either the Pittsburgh Penguins or anybody, we got a better chance of seeing Doc Walker coming out of retirement and going to play for the Dallas Cowboys. Because just like that will never happen, neither will Alexander Ovechkin. When Alexander Ovechkin retires, The most hockey he will possibly play is for his home country for the national team.
Correct.
Other than that,
in the KHL,
he hangs up the skates.
Yes.
Is that not another team?
I mean, and he said that.
That's not another team?
You said the Pittsburgh Penguins.
No, I did not.
That's what I heard.
AP,
didn't you hear the Pittsburgh Penguins?
From the rooster's mouth.
I mean, I will admit I had a lot of background noise. I heard Penguins, but I didn't know that was coming from AMAC.
That was from the rooster.
I believe that was from AMAC, from what I remember.
However, though, there won't – that's kind of expected for him to play for the national team. Like, his wife had – well, not his wife, but it's already been stated on the Russian machine, Never Breaks
Back. No, his wife did an interview in Russian over the offseason that said this is going to be his last year.
Right, and I do recall that. But obviously, unless it comes out of the horse's mouth being a Vetchkin, you know, his wife can say a lot of things. But at the end of the day, when Ovechkin hangs up the skates, you know, it could be this year, maybe next year. You know, hey, as they say, Russian machine never breaks. So it's all a matter of when he decides to break down.
I got you. Hey, but, AP, real quickly on a personal note, just, you know, I hope you're doing okay. You know, I know we discussed some things.
For sure.
Just reach out to me just because sometimes I get so overwhelmed with everything that I've got to remember that I forget to reach out. So just reach out to me and we'll chit chat a little bit, okay? And I hope you're doing okay.
Good.
And wait, did we lose him?
I appreciate that.
There he is. Okay.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. I thought we lost you there for a minute.
Nah, but I appreciate that. You know, I'm definitely, as Little would say, I'm staying up, you know, definitely, you know, in better spirits. So I definitely thank you for, you know, checking up on me when you do, and I'll definitely reach out.
I got you. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Appreciate the good words. 301-230-0980. I wanted to throw this out here before we go to any other calls. So I saw this from my friend Bill Zimmerman, who I used to work with in Chicago 20 years ago. It was a longtime Chris Mad Dog Russo executive producer on Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM. He is now a senior executive producer for our company, Odyssey Sports, and the BetMGM Network, and so on and so forth, right? He does some Bears coverage because he's a Bears guy and so on. So he tweeted, and it has caught a lot of attention, something that Colin Cowherd on The Herd said. And it was, the meat of the quote was, if you told me today I've got to ride or die for the next 4 to 5 years with Caleb Williams of the Bears or Jaden Daniels, Colin Cowherd said, quote, I would take Caleb Williams. Now, he further explained, and it's centered around injury. I will give you the exact quote when we have just a little more time, but I wanted to throw it out to you. Quote, Colin Cowherd, national personality. Well, very celebrated, very rich, very overexposed. Some of us get no exposure. He gets all the exposure. Quote, if you told me today I have got to ride or die for the next 4 or 5 years with Caleb Williams of the Bears or Jaden Daniels, Colin Cowherd said I would take Caleb Williams. What's your reaction to that? I'll give you the rest of the reasoning coming up. Let's get to our guy Jason in Laurel next up. Jason, do I see this right, that you are on the same wavelength as one Anthony McBarnett?
This is crazy. There's so much to get to. So first of all, thank you for taking my call.
And
AMAC. Hope everything's well. I love the opening of the show. It's very sad news. And if I can take just a second to say, if anybody out there is having problems with something, talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
It's always better to talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
So, and what you just left me with was like, wow, I want to talk about that. But as far as Ovechkin, and I'm a closet hockey fan, I played hockey when I was little. I go to a game occasionally. You know, when they won the cup, I took my daughter to the parade. But I'm not a huge puckhead. I think his question is actually a great question, because from how I understand it, his plan has always been to play in Russia when he's done here. And what if he changes his mind? What if he wants to play you know, in Detroit with somebody that maybe also plays back in Russia or L.A. And otherwise, I mean, didn't Gretzky play for more than one team? Hell, Tom Brady played for more than one team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hell, Michael Jordan played for more than one team?
Absolutely.
So I think it's actually a good question from somebody that doesn't probably follow hockey as much as you. I think it was a smart question. I asked him when I called in, I was like, were you upset? Was it a bit or was that real? Because I think it was a good question, but that's just me.
Well, listen, again, if you're literally taking it as he could leave the Capitals and go play for a team back home in Russia in the KHL, yes, that is absolutely a very real possibility. But the inference was, at least the way I took it, and maybe it was because of the way I wanted to take it.
Yes, you were very offended.
Noted hockey aficionado Anthony McBarnett basically cooked up this theory that Alex Ovechkin is going to leave and go join the New York Rangers.
Look at his tweet online, Jason, which doesn't say anything like that. Go back and
I think Roosh is playing with you a little bit.
Yeah, go back and listen to the segment. Mine was just any other team, and he started so. Oh my God, that's such a crazy.
Yeah, of course he was thinking about Moscow Dynamo in the KHL, right?
Yes, because I'm such a hockey aficionado.
You know what that is.
Exactly, he wouldn't know a puck if it hit him in the onions.
I think everybody who's called
in. My first question was
everyone who's called in. Hold on, real quick, Jason. Everyone who's called in has agreed with me. I'd just like to say that he could possibly play for another team. All right. That's all.
Finish up, Jason. Sorry.
You know, no problem. But the Colin Howell, you know, that's absurd and that's crazy. And there's all kinds of.
I agree. It's absurd
Chicago.
And crazy to think that Alex Ovechkin could retire from the Capitals and join the Penguins, like AMAC claims. I agree.
Jermaine Jagr did it, right? Jermaine Jagr did it. I think he played for like 15 teams. Yami Jagr, however you say his name. You can laugh at me. I'm sorry. But, you know, the guy with the long hair scored a lot of goals next to Matt Lemieux. Was it Lemieux and Jagr that were at the Penguins like in the 90s? Hey, this made you laugh. That's good.
I love you, man. I love you. Just, I got to end the call right there, okay?
Thing about Williams versus Jaden. I think it's insane. And I don't know that a lot of execs would agree with that. It looks bad right now because he's not playing because of injury, but it's not a career-ending injury. I actually think the injury on his elbow isn't that big of a deal because this season was lost. So, you know what? He's not going to have another season-ending injury sitting on the side of lines, you know, he's not going to blow his knee out or anything like that. So, I mean, it's not if he played the rest of the games for the rest of the year, we're not making the playoffs. So he's not going to play all the games for the rest of the year. We're still not making the playoffs, but he can't get hurt worse. But he's a much better quarterback, and I think he's a better teammate and a better person. And the last thing I'll leave you with is, you know, Matt Millen was a TV personality that was smart enough or appeared smart enough to at least get a GM job in the NFL. I don't think there's a single team that would give Colin a GM job. So who cares what he says? That's
well
my
said.
Point.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I love, I'm glad I made you laugh, Rooster.
Thank you, Jason.
My call
you did make me laugh. That was tremendous. I appreciate that. So AMAC's looking at me like I have 18 heads. He was trying to say Jaromir Jagr in that call.
I knew that.
Okay. You know who Jaromir Jagr is?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that hockey. I keep telling you that.
Yeah. Anyway, the way he said it, and I think he was trying to be funny, but I'm not sure, was perhaps the most hilarious 5 seconds in radio that I can recall. So I need you to cut that up because I need to hear that again. I love Jason and Laura. Let's get to G from the shop. I love G from the shop as well. See what he's got cooking on what day is this? Thursday afternoon. What's up, G?
Man, shout out Mick Jagr, man. Yeah, Mick Jagr, man. He was a hell of a hockey player, man.
Mick Jagr was awesome, man. I mean, when he sang Start Me Up when he was with the Capitals.
I thought he was a hockey player.
When he was with the Capitals. When Mick Jagr sang Start Me Up when he was with the Capitals, that was awesome.
Stop it, man. There's been some great calls, man, on this segment, man. And peace and blessings to all the listeners out there. And shout out AMAC for thinking an outside-the-box topic to come on the show the evening after Alex Ovechkin got the 900, because Russell would have never came up with no type of topic like this. So So shout out A-Mac, and shout out to him for getting your panties in a bunch, because I'm sure that you got to get that wedgie out, man. Them Hershey squirts is all in your bloomers, man, Russell. And I'll give it 100%.
All in your bloomers? My 85-year-old, well, she would have been 85,
year-old
stepmother used to use that term. How old are you, man?
Nah, I seen.
Pick up your dentures.
I seen the evidence pictures from your stolen car, man. And that's what them drawers they pulled out the trunk, man, look like, man. A lot of Hershey squirts,
Gene,
man. But
you don't know
like
about
this.
My Hershey
I'm
squirts.
I'm going to answer your question. I'm 100% sure that G from the shop don't give a damn what Alex Ovechkin do after this year, because I am in basketball season mode. The football season damn near over. It don't look good.
Yeah, basketball's going real well right now in Washington, D.C.
Hey, man, no. See, I'm a Bulls fan. We looking great. Oh. And I'm just glad basketball is
talk about insignificant. Whew.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, I didn't even have an idea that Alex Ovechkin even broke 900 last night. That's how much media coverage it was out here. And I live in D.C.
Gee, are you a White Sox fan, too? Are you a Blackhawks fan? I mean, did you hurt your – did you break your leg jumping on and off the Bulls bandwagon 25 years ago?
I never jumped off.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of the realest fans.
Uh-huh.
I've been with the Bulls since 1989-90. That's when – I was 8-9 years old, man.
Yeah.
I've been a Bulls fan, never jumped ship. I shed a tear when Derrick Rose got hurt. I'm a Boston Red Sox fan because I went to Fenway Park. My grandfather used to live out Rhode Island. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm a Redskins fan because I was born a Redskins fan, 1982, baby, and I watched this. We were the New England Patriots of the 2000s back in the 80s and the 90s. Russell, I love you. Shout out A-Mac for getting them. Man, hey, get them some tweezers for that wedgie, man.
Thank you, G. You guys are just something else. 222, Team 980. Something else. I don't know what, but something else. See what you've done here, Anthony McBarnett?
This was your work.
You
man.
Have stirred up a hornet's nest.
This was your work. I'm just over here. It's so funny how you were so offended, and then everyone agrees with me.
I don't think I don't recall anybody agreeing with you. 301-230-0980. I'll give you the rest of Colin Cowherd's answer and explanation on why he would take Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels next on the Team 980. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, 229, Team 980, good to have you with us midway through a Thursday afternoon extravaganza. Joe Beninati, the television voice of the Washington Capitals, joining us. He was on... joining us in an hour, I should say, at 3:30. He was on the call for Alex Ovechkin's goal, number 900, last night. Sports Talk right here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game live each and every Sunday on CBS. And Paramount Plus all season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Of course, you know, again, this show has been, as usual, a mishmash of serious and heartfelt, I think. The usual chicanery that we get into. But I couldn't help but bring up the Colin Cowherd thing, not because I pay attention to anything Colin Cowherd says, but because I know it's polarizing And that's my job. I do my job, right? I don't care 1 ounce about what Colin Cowherd thinks. Colin Cowherd is completely insignificant to me. I don't watch his show. I don't listen to him. I don't care what he says. I don't think makes zero impact on my life. But I know he does have a platform that, A, I don't have. Many of us don't have. And B, I know a lot of you, just judging based on what I've seen on social media and what I heard on the Junks this morning, I know a lot of you are fired up about it. So when he said, quote, if you told me today I've got to ride or die for the next 4 to 5 years with Caleb Williams and the Bears or Jaden Daniels, he said, quote, I would take Caleb Williams. His reasoning, Jaden's been hurt 4 times. Jaden's not available. Caleb is a bigger, stronger, more physical, trunkier athlete. By the way, Jaden Daniels' NFL career, 33 touchdowns, 11 picks. I believe that's passing touchdowns. I don't think that's total touchdowns, but I'll have to double check that. Want to know what Caleb's NFL career is? 32 touchdowns, 10 picks. And the difference is Jaden Daniels walked into the league, and it was a do-over. There was all this newness in D.C., and he was a part of it. It was fresh. It was new. It was ascending. That's not what happened for Caleb Williams. He walked into the middle of a home renovation, and they were on their second project manager. It wasn't going well. There were holes everywhere. There was some fraud going on. Matt Eberflus and his cartoon coaching staff, that's what he inherited. First of all, the offensive coordinator that Caleb couldn't get along with, or couldn't get on the same page with, came from Sean McVay, also was with the Seattle Seahawks, and ran a pretty effective offense there. So shut up. That's number one. Number two, I'll double check on the touchdown numbers, but I believe that's just passing. I'll double check on that just before I say anything more. Number three, I would say this. If you are judging simply by health and availability as the only component, the only main substantive point, it's fair. It's a fair point. If you are evaluating truly both play or both quarterbacks play, if you are truly evaluating both quarterbacks play, like truly evaluating, which is impossible when you're Colin Cowherd and your head is stuck so far up the NBA's ass, you know that Jaden Daniels is the better quarterback than Caleb Williams on the Team 980. And the Odyssey app. How do you like them apples? We start with terrible, sad news from the NFL this morning. We found out that Cowboys second-year defensive end Marshawn Nealon, a second-round pick in last year's 2024 NFL draft, who had just come back from a serious injury and just scored a touchdown on Monday night off of a blocked punt, committed suicide, according to police, after a chase and after a frantic search for his body. They found him apparently outside of a porta potty in Plano, Texas, early this morning, again, dead at the age of 24 for what police say are a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Thursday Night Football, it's yours right here on the Team 980 tonight. Get you going at 8:15 for the kickoff from Invesco Field at Mile High. It's the 7-2 Broncos against the 2-6 Pete Carroll-led Las Vegas Raiders. Meanwhile, college football tonight, you got a couple of games, Appalachian State and Georgia Southern going at it at 7:30. South Florida, who has started to tail off and now has lost a couple in a row after such a great run, taking on UTSA also at 7:30. The Capitals are back on the ice tonight with Alex Ovechkin looking for goal number 901. Joe Beninati was on the call last night for Monumental. He called Alex Ovechkin's goal number 900. He'll join us an hour from now. The Capitals in Pittsburgh. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan, 7:15 the pregame, just after 7:30 for the play-by-play with John Walton and friends. And one final note from baseball, former Nationals reliever and longtime Padre reliever Craig Stammen is going to become the new manager of the San Diego Padres. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, wait till you hear what I heard during the break. Wait till you hear. But first, want to let you know, if you're feeling hungry each and every morning, which most of us are, I'm stuck having a half a banana, but you, my friends, you with those svelte figures, should go to IHOP because they have a tremendous value menu. All of your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu, available at every day at IHOP. It's $7 in some locations, but still a great deal. Now, again, we had the Colin Cowherd statement that I just went off on. He has not watched more than a handful of snaps of Caleb Williams and or Jaden Daniels. There's just no way. So when he compares Jaden Daniels to Caleb Williams, he's just using the most obvious and lowest common denominator, the lowest hanging fruit, which is Jaden gets hurt a lot and Caleb hasn't. So somebody on his staff, which probably numbers in the hundreds, told him, hey, Colin, you know how you could get you some headlines? You know how you can make yourself more relevant? Here, bud, here. Tell him that Jaden's hurt all the time and Caleb Williams not, which I can send you a note on. Caleb Williams hasn't missed a game and Jaden Daniels has. And tell them that you would take Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick last year, over the number two overall pick. Tell them that. They'll just lap that up. Just tell them. They won't think about it. They'll just get mad about it. Think about it. Yeah. Jaden Daniels has struggled this year. We've talked about this. We don't need to relitigate it. He has struggled this year. There is no doubt about it. There's many reasons why. Jaden Daniels, last year, 17 games, didn't miss a game, missed parts, ran for 891 yards and 6 touchdowns. To go along with Jaden Daniels and his 33 career passing touchdowns, right? He's got 25 passing touchdowns in year one and 8 so far this year. So while Colin Cowherd thought it was cute to come out and say, well, You know, it's not just about injuries. It's about stats. Ah, see, my producer, one of 100 producers that I have, feeding the monkey with all sorts of information so I can just yap, 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 said, Jaden Daniels got 33 touchdowns and 11 picks. And Colin Cowherd and Caleb Williams only has 32 touchdowns and 10 picks. Interesting. Wow. That is some super producer. And you know what? That super producer is right. Caleb Williams has indeed thrown for 32 passing touchdowns and 10 interceptions. One less in each category than Jaden Daniels. That producer's right. Because to expect that Colin Cowherd would be able to actually do his own research or would actually bother watching anything, how could he when his head is entrenched in the Los Angeles Lakers and the NBA's butthole? How could he? How could he? It's impossible. How could he? But then you look at Caleb Williams' rushing numbers. And see, here's where Colin Cowherd hurts himself. Because he doesn't know and he doesn't watch. Caleb Williams scrambled for 489 yards last year and 183 so far this year. And he's got two rushing touchdowns. You know what Colin Cowherd, if he was actually smart and if he actually didn't get cooked up this information, would have said, hey, you know what? I'll go one step further for you. Caleb Williams has got more than 32 touchdowns. He's got 34. True. Combined, Jaden Daniels has more. Ah. But that wasn't convenient for his argument. So he left it as one less touchdown and one less interception, right? That's what he left it as. Good for him. That's really good research. That's really good research. Attaboy. Way to go, Colin. Wow. Somebody should give you a $3 million a year job for that. Except, here's the problem, again. And I don't need any proof on this. I think you know what I'm talking about. Colin Cowherd doesn't know what he's talking about because he hasn't watched Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels anywhere near a level that would be required to make an honest, substantive comparison. Now, I've watched all of Jaden Daniels, and I've watched a bunch of Caleb Williams. Why? Because he was the number one overall pick. Because he's a Washington, D.C. native. Because I was really intrigued by seeing how his game and skill set would translate to the NFL from the wild, wild west of the Pac-12. I haven't watched every snap of Caleb Williams like I have Jaden Daniels, but I've watched a lot. And I promise you, I've watched a lot more. A lot more. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels than Colin Cowherd has. A lot more. And I can tell you this, based on health alone, yes, you would take Caleb Williams for the next 4 to 5 years. Based on health alone so far, doesn't mean he's not going to get injured, so far, through a year and a half. But if he's actually, and this is how I know he's not watching, he's just being fed statistics, just like Stephen A. Smith gets fed all of his statistics and then gets paid all that money to bark. If he actually is watching these two quarterbacks, if he's actually watching these two quarterbacks and actually knows what he's talking about, which he doesn't, there is no comparison between Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams so far through a year and a half. And you can use and throw Matt Eberflus, whatever his name is, under the bus all you want. Use your eyes. Use common sense. Now, Caleb Williams is improving. Did Colin Cowherd watch Caleb Williams against the Baltimore Ravens? I'm just curious. Probably not. He was too busy. LeBron James. And Luka Doncic. He was too busy doing that. There is nobody on planet Earth that has actually watched Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Actually watched and not been fed producer statistics. There is nobody that can watch the two of those guys and say Caleb Williams has been better. Nobody. Not a soul. Nobody. If you have more than a peanut in your brain. Which I seriously doubt that Colin Cowherd does. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the voice of the Washington Capitals on Monumental Sports Network, Joe Beninati, will join us at 3:30. He was on the call last night for Alex Ovechkin's goal, number 900. So I got a text from a friend of mine that said AMAC is out to lunch in different ways, in different words. Yes, but then you told me that you got word from
T-Mac, my father.
T-Mac.
They do not go by these nicknames, but they're just being funny.
From Tony McBarnett.
Yes.
Senior.
Yes. They said, put some respect on my son's name. That's what they said. It's like, no. They said, tell Chris that K-Mac and T-Mac don't appreciate you lying on him.
Wow. So I'm in trouble with mom and dad?
Yeah, man.
K-Mac and T-Mac.
Yeah. Better watch your shoulder. Watch over your shoulder when you walk into your car.
With all due respect to K-Mac and T-Mac, who I've never met, I'm sure they're lovely people because they gave us the gift of you, Anthony.
Now I'm a gift. This is the first time Chris has ever called me a gift, y'all. Wow.
The first time I've ever said anything nice about you, huh?
Yeah. You were lying on me all show.
You should clear out that wax in your ears. With all due respect. I am putting some respect on your name and the family name by illustrating how creative you were to cook up that theory to help out the radio show. I may have added some salt and pepper to it.
Yeah, you definitely did.
A little spice to it.
100%.
I may have fibbed just a little bit in the interest of doing good radio, which... K-Mac and T-Mac, you should understand because your son is very much a part of this show. And if we have a good radio show, it's to our success. It's to our credit, not just my credit, to your credit as well.
So you're sacrificing me for a good bit.
I am sacrificing you for absolutely a good bit.
Yeah. Chuck it up to the game.
So I'm just glad that T-Mac and K-Mac are listening. You know who also listens to this show and this station a lot more than he listens to those other guys?
Who's that?
Darris Dameron's dad.
Is that who said I'm smoking something?
I don't know. No.
What'd he say?
No, that's somebody else. No, but Darris Dameron, who is the executive producer of Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan, his father listens to this station instead of listening to the show that his son is the executive producer for. So I want to send a shout out to Mr. Dameron.
Let's go.
This is about the people. This is about the parents.
Yeah.
Parents power, baby.
Yeah.
I would send a shout out to mine, but, you know. So I'll send a shout out instead to anyone and everyone that understands that occasionally sometimes I might be bleeping with you all on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.